everyone, welcome to Chapter 6 of Managing Project Vendors. Here we would talk about risk management via contracts when it comes to dealing with outsourcing contracts. So far we've discussed about different activities, roles and responsibilities of a vendor management office with respect to managing outsourcing contracts and third-party vendors. We've also discussed how do we evaluate and select, negotiate with a vendor and take the final decision. Here, we would talk about controlling the risk, ensuring risk management via contracts. So how do we make the contract and the entire contract management process to manage these risks? The risk could be project-specific risk or a vendor-specific risk. So first, we need to identify and characterize the potential threats or the potential risk elements. Assess the vulnerability of critical assets to specific threats. So how are the critical assets involved in a project vulnerable to specific threats or risks? Determine the risk. Only once we can determine can we come along or prepare a plan to control and manage the risk. Identify ways to reduce those risks. It would not always be possible to eliminate a threat or a risk. So we need to go for a reduction in the probability of occurrence or the severity of a risk. Prioritize the risk reduction measures based on a strategy. So strategize the entire risk management initiative. So first look at risk management. What are the different components of risk management? First, avoidance of risk. You need to see if there are any ways that we could avoid a risk or a threat. How can we eliminate it from happening? If a particular event threatens the outcome of a project or disrupts the entire process, how can we eliminate that threat? How can we avoid that risk? However, elimination and complete avoidance is not possible at times. So how do we ensure that we reduce the effect of the risk or the threat? So what can we do to reduce the effect, be it in terms of the probability or the frequency of occurrence or the severity of impact of that risk element? We also share the risk with the vendor. So it should be a collaborative effort. So how can it be shared between the stakeholders and the different groups involved in the project? Retention of the quality, retention of the actions implemented in order to control the risk. So it's all about the control plan. So once you've implemented actions, you need to also have a control plan in order to have the improvements continue and control the risk as well as the outcome and output of the process. Now we looked at this figure when we were discussing about evaluating vendors. So while we are trying to evaluate and select vendors, we assess the risk involved in the entire outsourcing contracts. So we assess the project specific risk and we also assess the overall vendor risk. Now when we move into the initiation and implementation of the outsourcing agreement, it's now time to move beyond from assessing a risk to managing a risk. So here we manage the risks involved in the project and we manage the risk associated with the vendor organization. So what could go wrong and what can we do to prevent something from going wrong? How do we eliminate or how do we reduce the frequency of occurrence or the impact of a risk? Let's look at the constituents of a contract, because effective contract management would be an important tool in managing the risk associated with an overall outsourcing engagement. How do we draft in clauses and terms in the contract or agreement to safeguard our interests and control any potential threat to the outcome of the agreement and the contract. So the contract would generally have a consideration phase where we look at the selection, the evaluation of the vendors or the service providers. So it's a lawful object where we get into a legally binding agreement. We consider the candidature and the qualification of different service providers before we engage them. Then we have the offer rolled out. The offer is based on the competency of the vendor. So when we evaluate them, we check if they meet the required criteria for working on an outsourced project. So do they have the required skills, expertise, previous experience in similar projects, the financial stability to be able to carry out the project, and then the acceptance of the contract. The negotiation plays an important part, the accept of the contractual terms by both parties, the client organization and the third party vendor, the acceptance of the terms listed in the contract. So what do we do and what are the steps involved in contract management, or why do contracts fail at times? The contract management is the process that enables both the parties into a contract to meet their obligations in order to deliver the objectives required from the contract. So both the parties sit together. First, the vendor is evaluated, and then they negotiate on the terms with respect to deliverables, outcomes, pricing, and they enter into an agreement to deliver on the objectives that is required from the outsourcing engagement. So a formal contract is agreed upon and signed by both the parties. The central aim of contract management is to obtain the services as agreed in the contract and achieve value for money, achieve returns on investment in outsourcing the business process to a third party. A key concept is the relationship that is documented in the contract, not just the mechanics of administering the contract. So it's the entire relationship on how the vendor would carry on the activities, how would the client organization manage the performance of the vendor, evaluate the performance of the vendor, or review the performance of the vendor. Now, let's look at the risk perception matrix. The risk perception matrix would help a client organization or the vendor management office in order to identify and assess the risks involved in a project. So risk perception matrix, it is a tool that the VMO can use to identify various risks while dealing with various or multiple vendors, and at the same time assess the vulnerability of the risks, identifying the contract terms that can be drafted to mitigate those risk elements. So what could be the terms, clauses, be it legal, commercial, or transactional clauses that you need to draft into the agreement, which would safeguard the interests of the organization while hiring a third-party vendor. Risk perception is the subjective judgment that people make about the characteristics and severity of the risk. It's a subjective judgment, however, it's based upon previous experiences. Risk mitigation planning is the process of developing options and actions to enhance opportunities and reduce threats to the project objectives. That's the entire goal. We reduce the negative impact that a risk element or a threat could have on the output and objective of the project. So, what could be the possible and the perceived risks? One, there could be a risk of misunderstanding. Misunderstanding with respect to the quality of delivery, the standard of delivery, which could not be communicated properly. So there could be a misunderstanding between the vendor management office and the vendor organization. There could be risk pertaining to payments in terms of frequency, in terms of how is the billable amount calculated, risk of quality and quantity, risk of non-performance, which is the most common risk. Will the vendor be able to meet the quality standards, achieve the key performance indicators agreed in the contract? And if not, what could be the resultant measures? How do we ensure that they come back on track? Or what could be the penalties if there is non-performance? Risk of legality, title, and risk of transit loss. Risk of delayed delivery. Again, timelines not met. Risk of confidentiality and IPR, intellectual property rights, as we discussed. Who owns the intellectual property rights? So are these clauses drafted in the agreement? How does the vendor ensure that critical client information is not passed on to third parties or other customers or clients? Risk of exchange rates. Again, this would be applicable where vendor and client are in different countries. Risk pertaining to vendor going bankrupt. We discussed about assessing the financial stability of a vendor organization. So what happens if we would not have done that? And if the vendor goes bankrupt, how would that impact your project? The project would go into a standstill. Risk of compliance. Compliance parameters are not met. Risk of lack of OEM support, original equipment manufacturer. So if the vendor is using some other manufacturer's equipment, and if there is a delay, or if there is a latency, or if the equipment is not functioning and the original manufacturer is not supporting the vendor, it would negatively impact the timeliness of your project. So how do we assess these risks, and what clauses do we draft in the contract to safeguard our interests? So critical success factors when it comes to contract management with respect to risk mitigation. First, good preparation. We need to be prepared well, assess all the parameters, do our research and gather market intelligence. Completeness of contract. Do not leave out important clauses like confidentiality, timeliness, intellectual property rights, termination clauses, what happens in cases of a flood situation, or what happens in cases of a lack of support from original equipment manufacturer. What happens if the vendor is not able to meet the quality standards consistently for weeks and months? So all these need to be incorporated. So completeness of contract, contact language, how do you communicate in terms of different countries or even different states? What's the language of communication? Single business focus. What's the focus of the agreement? Service delivery management and contract administration. How the entire delivery is managed with respect to performance and compliance and governance. Relationship management. Managing relationship with the vendor to address conflicts and disputes. Conduct reviews. Communicate performance standards. So these are some critical success factors for contract management, especially with respect to risk mitigation and control. Then you have continuous improvement, as we discussed, as part of performance management. How do you implement a continuous improvement process or mechanism to improve the standard of delivery week on week or month on month? People, skills, and continuity. Does the vendor have people and resources with the required skills? Are they implementing in-house workshops or training development programs for employees and resources? Do they have a business continuity plan in place? How robust is the business continuity and disaster recovery plan? The knowledge of the resources and the vendor organization, their flexibility to meet the project requirements. Change management and proactivity. Proactivity in communication. Proactivity in forecasting threats and potential risk factors. Now, in contract management, while we look at the critical success factors, what are the reasons of failure of contracts? So what could be that could lead to failure of contracts where you would not be able to manage the risk and lose control of the implementation of the project. First, poorly drafted contracts. So a non-inclusive contract, an incomplete contract, important points missing out from the contract. Inadequate resources are assigned to contract management. So maybe there's a lack of a legal expert. So maybe an operations person is supervising the entire contract management process who does not have the know-how with respect to legal terms and also financial clauses, which should be a part of the contract. So if you have inadequate resources, it would lead to an incomplete contract or a poorly drafted contract, which in future could lead to failure of the entire outsourcing engagement. The customer team does not match the vendor team in terms of either skills or experiences or both. So again, for example, going back to the banking example, if a banking organization is engaged in an IT organization, while drafting the contract and having contractual meetings and negotiations, the bank must have a resource with required skills and know-how with respect to IT to talk to the IT organization. The wrong people are put in place, again the same thing, leading to personality clashes. There is a failure to check vendor assumptions. So these assumptions need to be discussed before the final contract is drafted. Let's look at some other reasons. The context, complexities, and dependencies of the contract are not well understood. So all these have not been discussed. Time and effort has not been spent in understanding the context and the complexities of the contract. The dependencies is the project output or the project inputs or certain processes dependent upon the outcome of other projects. So if those projects get delayed, this project would also get delayed. So have these been considered? Authorities and responsibilities relating to commercial decisions are not clear. So who would take commercial discussions? Who is responsible? Or in terms of conflict, how is it addressed? Is there an escalation matrix on both ends, vendor and the client organization? A lack of performance measurement or benchmarking by the customer. So how do we rate the vendor's performance? Was there a baseline performance agreed upon while drafting the contract? A focus on current arrangement rather than what is possible or the potential for improvement. Again, looking at short-term goals would not help. We need to look at the long-term impact and potential of the agreement and the project. And a failure to monitor and manage the retained risks in the contract. So while we draft the contract and include everything that we should, if we perceive or forecast any risk elements, do we have a risk control or mitigation plan in place? A failure to do that would again impact the overall outcome of the project. So, in overall vendor risk management, how do we do that? So, how do we manage or control risk? First, filter out the risks. Assess the potential risk or threats to the project. So, only when we assess the process risk or the project risk, it may be project specific or vendor specific, can we have a plan to either eliminate the risk factors? If elimination or avoidance is not possible, how do we reduce the impact of the risk? How do we reduce the frequency of occurrence? Or how do we reduce the severity of a risk factor? Segmentation of the risk and continuous monitoring of the risk. Not just the risk, but continuous monitoring of the implementation of the project. So we get to know if something is going wrong. We get to know when to intervene. So these are different activities and aspects of overall vendor risk management, which would lead to better control on the project delivery and the overall outsourcing engagement. So I'll see you in the next chapter again. Thank you very much.